26. Esther's plot unfolds. Haman's wife and counselors did not share Haman's confidence. "You are mistaken in assuming that your setback was coincidental," they warned him. "The Jews have a special providence which guides their destiny, and if you press your attack on Mordecai, you will continue to fall before him. You see how your defeat, brought about by your own action in approaching the king this morning, has come even before Mordecai has suffered any damage from you. This should make it abundantly clear to you that Mordecai's prayers have triumphed for him. Your only hope is to wait until the Jew relaxes his guard and slackens in his prayers and repentance. Then you will have an opportunity to once again gain the upper hand." Just as Haman was about to offer a reply, a group of the king's chamberlains entered. "Just a moment," Haman waved them aside and turned to offer a final argument against the council of his advisors. "I still believe that the sooner I am rid of that irksome Jew Mordecai, the more secure I will be. I won't be able to rest until I see him hanging from the gallows in our courtyard. I must try as soon as possible to get the king's permission for his execution." Zeresh and the other advisors never got a chance to finish their warnings. The chamberlains, under orders to bring Haman without delay, saw that this discussion would take much more than the requested moment. They therefore insisted on terminating it and hustled Haman off to Esther's party. "What is your question, Queen Esther?" asked the king on the second day's banquet. "You are my beloved queen and may ask the most precious thing for yourself. Should you wish to request something for someone else, that too shall be granted. Even half of my kingdom shall be given to satisfy your petition or requests." "If I have found favor in the king's eyes," replied Esther, "and if it please the king, let my life be given me at my petition and my people at my request. We have been sold to an evil man to be destroyed, to be slain, and to perish. This vile enemy has a deep personal hatred for me and wishes to dispose of me through the genocide of my people. Your majesty has been deceived into believing that some obscure race was involved, but in truth it is my own people. The wicked murderer has presented his entire plot to the king as a patriotic campaign to convert an unbelieving people, while he has actually laid plans for their total annihilation. Had he duped the king into selling me and my people into slavery, I would have held my peace rather than ask the king to rescind a decree signed in his name without his knowledge of its victims. But now that he has so thoroughly misled his majesty in every aspect of his plot, I feel that I must reveal his true intentions. It is not my people who endanger the kingdom, as you reported to the king, but this evil plotter who is a grave threat to the realm." The king was taken back completely by Esther's charges and turned to his house for an explanation. "Who is the man that dares plot such a thing, and what reason could have motivated him? "This adversary and enemy is none other than Haman," cried Esther. "His deep personal hatred for me and my people has moved him to plot our destruction." Shalom.